This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Renee Montaigne. The man behind a damning report on the Iraqi prison abuses is testifying today before the Senate Armed Services Committee. Major General Antonio Taguba wrote in his report that Iraqi detainees were subjected to sadistic criminal abuse. That report, combined with pictures of Iraqis in humiliating and sexually explicit positions, led to investigations and calls for the resignation of Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. But while Taguba's report has created the greatest stir, it is not the first document citing abuse. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Human rights groups began investigating cases of prison abuse in Iraq soon after the war started. Camp Buka in southern Iraq became one of the first U.S.-run prisons. Mark Garlasco, a senior military advisor with Human Rights Watch, says he complained to military officials about the conditions at the detention center. In May 2003, four soldiers from Camp Buka were charged with beating prisoners, and they faced courts-martial. In the end, though, one of the soldiers received a less than honorable discharge. The other three were given administrative action. Garlasco says the light sentence sent out a bad signal.
We have a history of a slap on the wrist as far as what's going on in Iraq, and it's created an atmosphere of impunity.
Alex Arriaga, a spokesperson for Amnesty International, says her organization met privately with senior White House and Pentagon officials to talk about abuses. Arriaga says Amnesty also met with members of the Coalition Provisional Authority in Baghdad in July.
We went through case by case, paragraph by paragraph with CPA officials, and they did not challenge any of our findings. And in fact, they said that they would welcome any credible information that we could provide to them.
In fact, the military started its first key investigation in October last year. It was led by Army Provost Marshal Major General Donald Ryder. On November 6, Ryder submitted a report that found that military police were not involved in inappropriate confinement practices at Abu Ghraib, and he recommended that the MPs not take part in interrogation sessions supervised by military intelligence. That report was issued just as the prison was entering a period where abuse was rampant. In January, a soldier at the Abu Ghraib prison tipped off his superiors of mistreatment of detainees by American soldiers. That launched the army investigation by General Taguba. In February, the International Committee of the Red Cross submitted a highly confidential 24-page document saying some of the abuse in the prisons in Iraq was tantamount to torture. The Red Cross found evidence of severe beatings and killing of unarmed prisoners. Ian Piper, a spokesman for the Red Cross, says this report did make its way up the chain of command. He says it was handed to both the U.S. administrator in Iraq and to the commanding general there.
When we produced our consolidated report on the period March to November early this year, that was submitted to Lieutenant General Sanchez and to Paul Bremer in Baghdad, in other words, at the highest level. It was actually discussed with them, submitted to them on the 26th of February this year.
Piper says that some progress was made towards stemming the abuse, but that there was still much room for improvement. The Red Cross regularly informed high-level administration officials of the problems of torture and mistreatment. ICRC President Jacob Kellenberger briefed Secretary of State Colin Powell, Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz, and National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice in January about the problems. Secretary Powell says that visit is now being re-examined.
I think the Pentagon is now looking at all of the information that the ICRC has provided to us over the last year or so to see which findings they presented we did respond to and which ones have not been responded to yet.
On March 3rd, General Taguba put the finishing touches on his report and handed it in. It's still unclear who read the document. But on May 2nd, more than 2 months later, once the photographs were published and details of the report leaked out, General Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that he had not seen it.
It's working its way up the chain to me. I've not seen the report, although I'm very directly involved in making sure there is not a systemic issue here.
If it's unclear who was reading Taguba's report, it's also not certain if any information gathered in the past year was being shared with U.S. officers in Iraq. General Janice Karpinski, who was in charge of the Iraqi prisons, says she wasn't informed of the abuse.
If I'd had any knowledge, if I had even a hint that there had been a problem inside, I certainly would have gone myself to resolve it. But there was never any suggestion of any wrongdoing or wrong practices or questionable practices.
Until the publication of the photographs exposed the extent of the problem. So far, charges have been filed against 7 soldiers at the Abu Ghraib prison. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.